Okay, it is right now 12:59. Oh, it just turned 1 o'clock. Perfect. If you're going in the order of Nusach Safard, we are up to Mitzvah Shir Chanukah Havayit with David. We yesterday did Hodu La'Hashem Kiru B'Shmo. Within Mitzvah Shir Chanukah Havayit with David, we will also cover Hashem Malach and Hoshi'inu, which is what Nusach Safard says after Mizmor Shir. So, first of all, before we get to that, we're going to have Yosef Shmuel Shmuelkov Ben Yitzchak, as always. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Havayit with David. A song for the inauguration of the temple of the Beit HaMikdash by David. Who built the Beit HaMikdash? Shlomo, David's son. So, if that is the case, why are we saying that David HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash? So, Shmuel Beis, let me get my Tanakh. Shmuel Beis, I'm going to do it outside. In Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech decides, I want to have a house for Hashem, you know, the Mikdash and Shiloh. It doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't do it for me. And, you know, it's not Bekabedek, and he had his reasons. So he said, we're going to build the house for Hashem, and we're going to build a Beit HaMikdash. Well, as we know, what ended up happening was that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash. So how could we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis with David? So David, first of all, did the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, but that's the foundation. Where Schwab says that a foundation sustains, a building. Without a foundation, there is no building. But is there a deeper machshava? Is it just Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David? Does that mean the foundation? Seems to me that there's more there. So, I actually think it was Shmuel Aleph, because I'm looking through Shmuel Beis and I cannot find it. But, nevertheless, the Maisa goes as follows, and as soon as I find it, I will tell you directly where it is in Tanakh. But Shmuel Navi was dead set on building this house for Hashem, and he really wanted to do it, and he went over to Nathan HaNavi, who was the Navi at the time, and said, can I build this house for Hashem? And Nathan HaNavi was like, sure, it's a great idea, fun. You know, it's not a Beit HaMikdash, but it's where we belong. There should be a house dedicated to Hashem, and he agreed. That next morning he changed his mind. Nathan HaNavi informs David HaMelech that I had a dream. And the dream was that Hashem told him, tell David that you will not build the Beis HaMikdash, you will build the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. But he so wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash that he's easily expressing himself in Tehillim. This was my vision. This was my dream. So it was like David built the Beit HaMikdash. Now, just to skip to Tachanun for a second, and then we'll pull back to Mithmar Shir. It's in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Dalet. If you guys want to look up the whole Maisa, I highly recommend it. So David HaMelech wrote Tachanun because of his Avera with Bathsheba. Now, his Avera with Bathsheba, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? What does that have to do with Mithmar Shir? So there's a madrash that says that by the Chanukah Rabbi of the Beit HaMikdash, we have the Mishkan in Shiloh. Until that point, there was no Beit HaMikdash. But the Chanukah Rabbi David was an old man, and Hashem and everyone's lining up to open the door, and then old man David taps the door and it flies open because it was David's vision. First of all, it was two things. It was a remnant that David was forgiven for the burial of Bathsheba, but even more powerful and even more so. So it shows that the foundation is everything. David HaMelech's drive and vision caused him to make the foundation of the Beit HaMikdash. There's a lot of interesting mitzvahs with clay and with demons while making the foundation. Without the foundation David built, the structure would have fallen to the ground. We have to appreciate the little things. So yes, Mithmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. No, that's just the first line. Aramemcha Hashem Kide Lisani. I will praise you. Now, remember, Tehillim is written by David. I will praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For you have drawn up and not let my enemies rejoice over me. You have not let the Philistim overcome me. Now, Rav Hirsch says that the Beis HaMikdash's purpose is best achieved when each individual yet recognizes Hashem's presence and help in personal life. Quarterly, by never losing the Tachon and Hashem, and finally being vindictive to Hashem's deliverance by having the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem is the perfect embodiment of the role of the Beit HaMikdash in the life of Menei Yisrael. Continue. Hashem alakashiviti yelacha b'tifarini. Hashem alita mishalon ashicha etanim hachibor. David. I cried out to you when you healed me, Hashem. Healed my neshama from the lower world, from the olam ha'emet. Chayetani b'hachibor. You have preserved me from my descent to the pit. The pit is referring to Gehenum. Zambu Lashem Chasidav Vehodu Levyecher Kachai. Make music to Hashem as devout one to give thanks to His holy name. Chayim Bizono. For his anger lives but a moment, life from his favor. Now, I'm going to skip to Eilecha Hashem Akra, which, by the way, is a famous song, Eilecha Hashem. What is the meaning of Eilecha Hashem Akra? It's an outcry. The El Hashem at Hanan. Hear Hashem. Sorry, left out Shema Shebuchanini. Will the dust acknowledge you? Ma bat sabizami, bildati al shachas, hadachi afar, begadati amecha. Will it hear your truth, Hakash Hashem? Will B'nai Yisrael listen? Shema Hashem Echanini, Hashem Haya Ozirli. Listen to Hashem, favor us. Hashem, be my helper. Hafata V'sifti L'may Chalidav G'vitav Eri Simcha. You undid my sackcloth and filled me with simcha. L'mani z'racha gavol b'lo yadum. Shema l'kayri yulam adaka. That my neshama might mean music to you and not be still. Hashem, my God, forever will I thank you. Says David HaMelech. I saw a fascinating thought on Mizmor Shir, on that last part, by Rabbi Benjamin Yunin, who is the Rabbi of the Young Israel Fearlon. Who's the Rabbi in Fearlon? I don't think it's the Young Israel. I'm not sure the exact shul. And his thought was that, just like David had his embodiment, the embodiment of David HaMelech was so great, and his passion, he wanted the Beit HaMikdash. We should have that drive to want for the Beit HaMikdash, especially during this pandemic where we're stuck in our homes. We shouldn't just be crying for our Beit HaMikdash Ma'at. Too many people are like, we don't have our shuls. We're trapped in our houses. It's the perfect opportunity to say, we want Mashiach now. You know, the Lubavitcher Rabbi's famous outcry was, we want Mashiach now. Those were his famous words. They even made a song out of it that was sung at every farbringen of the rabbis. We should stop for a moment and say, Hashem, we want and we need Mashiach. And that's the power of Mizmor Shir. Now, one of the, and I'm not going to say advantage, every tradition is beautiful. Those daven Nesach Ashkenaz, beautiful. Those daven Etzit HaMizrach, beautiful, because we all daven to the same Hashem. But as somebody who davens Nesach Sfard, it's very fitting in the order that we do Hodu, Mizmor Shir. The right after Mizmor Shir, we say them fighting words, which Nesach Ashkenaz does not say. I know Nesach Edut HaMizrach does. I would actually suggest that at the end of the davening, if you want, you should try to say these words because they are important and give you a realization. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. Hashem is king. Hashem was king. Hashem Yimloch, Yolam Ba'ed. And Hashem will be king forever and ever. Hashem Alech. We say this twice. Hashem Alech. Hashem Yimloch Yolam Ba'ed. Hashem is king. What's king? Hashem will be king. Is king. And Hashem will be king forever. Why do we say this twice? Klausenberger Rebbe says on this that the reason why we say this twice is because we need to know that Hashem is king, will be king, and will always be king. He's the Melech Malchei HaMalchim HaKadoshachem. Melech Malchei HaM, Melech Malchei HaMalchim. He's the king of all kings. And then we say, V'haya Hashem l'balacha kol ha'aretz v'yoma hu yiyah Hashem echad ishmo echad. And Hashem will be king over the whole world of the day. That Hashem will be one, and His name one. We yearn for that day of Mashiach. Then we say, those who are in the Sfarad, and I believe it's due to Mizrach as well, says the paragraph of Hoshienu, Elokei Yishienu. And then we say, L'manaseach ben Giyos. And then tomorrow, B'ezrat Hashem, we will cover Baruch She'amar, the apex of Zikr HaShemra. Deliver us, Hashem, our God, and gather us from amongst the nations to give us thanks to your holy name. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam mi'ad olam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of B'nai Yisrael, from the world until the next world. Ba'amar kol ha'am amen ha'luka. And all the people said, Amen. Praise Hashem. Call on Neshama, Talav, Kaha, Luka. Let every Neshama, every Jewish Neshama, praise Hashem. Praise Hashem. We say this again at the end of the Baruch Hashem Li'olam. So why does the Sfarad say, you know, it's actually precisely the reason why the Sfarad Ashkenaz does not say Hoshienu. As part of the davening. There are some that will say it as an extra after. The reason why Nusach HaShanaz does not say Hoshienu is because we say Kol Nishma Talaka twice at the end of Baruch Hashem Li'olam, and it may seem redundant. So that begs the question, if it's redundant, and davening shouldn't be redundant, why does Nusach HaShanaz do the Mizrach say Hoshienu? Answers Rav Yosef Cairo, who's the author, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Maram Bet Yosef, answers because we need to know, and even for those who haven't asked about, I think this is a good chizik, because this is really also, these paragraphs discuss bitachon. I was debating discussing these paragraphs, but I think there's so much bitachon, and during this challenging time, we need to know this. We need to know this. Let every neshama praise Hashem. We should praise Hashem. We should thank Hashem. I'm going to quote my great-grandmother wrong, so I'm going to ask him b'chiva now. But there was a paper that we found after she was miscarried, my great-grandmother, Mrs. Eva Greer. I'm going to say it wrong. So I'm just going to basically give an overview of what was said. And if I find it by the end, I'll tell you the full phrase. But it was basically, in terrible times, thank Hashem. In amazing times, praise Hashem. In challenging times, daven to Hashem. And I'm getting this wrong. And in times of sorrow, in times where we need to cry out, daven and praise Hashem. The reason why I bring this up, even though I definitely botched the statement, I'm going to ask my grandmother what the statement was. Later. But why am I saying this? The reason why I'm saying this is because my great-grandmother gives the lesson that it tells us in the end of Hoshienu. Hashem should be on our mind. This should also be a zechut for Chava Bat Chaim. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Hashem should always be on our mind. In times of trouble, daven. Times of simcha, praise Him. Call neshama talaka aluka. Praise Hashem. Praise Hashem. All our neshamos should be thinking of Hashem. Of course, nobody's on the level of my great grandmother. She had amazing bitachon. I could tell so many stories, but we still have to get to some manifest and gias since our share, and I'm going on a tangent and I'm going way over time. But that bitachon is what we need right now during these challenging times. To the chief musician, which is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a kapitel with instrumental music, a song. Didn't we just say Mizrach Yechana Kadabai with David? So, why are we saying the Manasseh B'Negiyot Mizrach Shir? The Babas Rebbe, Rishlama Habastam, Teichas Hadakul Kaddish Baruch Hu, answers that we should always be davening to the chief musician, to the king of all kings, to the person who orchestrates everything that happens on this earth, orchestrated by the one above, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Elokim mechaneli b'ruchini ye'er panav itin yisela. May Hashem favor us and bless us. May He cause His continuance to shine among us. And I'm just going to skip to the last part. I rest in tonight, you la, chino, akim, alakino. Hashem will bless us with the land. We yield this produce. Hashem will have blessed us. Chino, akim, bayru, oto, ko, afse, aret. Our God will have blessed us, our God will bless us, and they will fear Him, the other nations. All men from all lands of the earth. We should be zocha for that day to come. For that wonderful day, it's in the air, Rabbi Sai. The wonderful day of Mashiach. Hope to see you all in Jerusalem. Have a good day.